Really, we tried to emphasize at halftime the finish, and we were down, so we really wanted to kind of challenge the guys, see where that would come to. I thought we did that. You know, defensively, there were 0 points and 14 for the offense. I think the real story was the line of scrimmage. We've got a lot of respect for this defense and some of the guys they have playing defensive line and linebacker. So for us to have, the ability to run the ball like we did tonight, I thought that was a real plus. Certainly on offense, defensively, I thought Griffin made some plays on us, you know, early in the game, both with, you know, with his legs and with his arm. There's plenty for us to focus on this week. We're still about the ball, and so for us to be minus one in that game, we still can get better at that. But past that, I just, the energy, you can tell this is a real brotherhood for these guys and how far they are into it with one another. You can see that all the way through, through the fourth quarter of the game. The running backs, the offensive line, I really thought they stole the show tonight.
How did the three rookie starters do today? You have Keanu.
Yeah, certainly looked like we had a couple missed tackles. You know, there's one early on we saw with Deion. But these are the experience they need. They need to play quarters and get the action. It's new offense, new stuff, new players to go against. So for sure there was things for them to learn. This was Keanu's first one, but for Devondre and Deion's second, so more extended play time. But on the sideline, you can hear them and how engaged they are. This is what I could have done differently. So that's what you hope to see from them, and that's what it was tonight.
Matt leading the offense down on the first drive.
I thought he really looked sharp and came out and performed that way, just getting some of the connections going right off the bat. So anytime we get our, the run game and the play action that goes along with it, it's a handful. And that was certainly, the case tonight.
All the backs seemed to run the ball hard today all the way down to Gray.
They did. And that part, Gray, he really jumped out to us. He spent a lot of time with Coach Turner this week. He really put forth the effort to show, hey, you can trust me and count on me to get the job done when I go in. So I was pleased with the running backs. They were totally pulling for one another. I thought, DeMarco and Will and their job as lead blockers, they're part of that offensive line as well.
And Freeney, how did he play his limited action?
You don't have to go back and look. I didn't get a great sense on a lot of stuff. So we'll go back and look and see how do we feature him best. But I know it's good to get him out there and kind of get the rust off for the first time.
What happened on the prior touchdown?
He just got behind True, and I don't think it was a double move lead. I think it was just, a deep ball that they took. They max protected and took a shot, so better to have those lessons now, as we always stay on top, and on that play we didn't. So it was a nice play by them. I got to give them credit as well.
And on the Barnett score, that looked like great coverage.
I think he put a good ball in there, and we'll still go back and look at it. How could we have played things different? Did he look back or play through the hands? So those are kind of the small coaching points that we want. But we knew it was going to be a tough team, and they're a physical outfit. And so for us to come in here, we were expecting that type of game, and we're glad that we were able to.
When you did get deep into your bench, there didn't seem to be a drop-off. Those guys continue to play ball for you.
Yeah, and I think that's a reflection on Thomas and the personnel staff. The group that they have, we keep churning, we keep digging, and really the coaches too. They're really in it for these guys, and we want to, as a philosophy, just take every guy as far as we can. I think that was really evident. When you really see it is when the guys who are out of the game, they're pulling so hard for the other guys, and that brotherhood is real strong with our group.
And just Matt again, after going 3 and outs, the quarterback's kind of got to be at ease. Gets a touchdown, the punt, and then gets your field goal range, 2 scoring drives for you guys.
Yeah, right off the bat. Like I said, I think sometimes, the first preseason game, we weren't planning on getting him a lot of looks. We were looking to evaluate a number of guys. So, we knew the work that he's put in. And, we'll take another step with that next week when we head down to Orlando. So, we're excited for it, and I know we got lots of things to work on. That's evident in the game.
Bosher, did y'all get an update on his chest, and did y'all evaluate that head?
I haven't seen it. They didn't show the replay in the stadium, so I'll certainly take a look at that on the plane ride home. But we'll just go from there. From an injury standpoint, certainly had a chest injury, but we'll just kind of take it from here. I don't have more information on him yet.
You might have to get a punt because kicker didn't look. He had a 16-yard punt.
Yes, and I know Sanu would be lobbying, and he certainly was during the game. But honestly, we have all the faith in Bosch, and hopefully he'll be back sooner than later. No, there's no other injuries to report. We'll give you an update on that tomorrow, anything that comes through.
Oh, yeah, and Beasley before the game.
Yeah, we had the same five guys before. So Goodwin and Beasley were kind of the last-minute ones. One had a sore hamstring, one had a sore shoulder. We just felt you know, with Thomas and myself, like, they're close, but they weren't quite ready. And I think on this side with the players, it's best to err on the side of caution, and we hope to have both those guys for next week. You know, we're planning on having both them for next week.
Is Beasley, you know, last year had the right leg?
Yeah, this had nothing to do with that. Nope, okay, just took a shot on it in practice and wanted to go, and it was just a case of, hey, this isn't the time to go do that and push through when we didn't have to.
Okay.